弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们今天一起来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we all come before you this morning.
我们感谢你从这个地球上，这个世界上来拣选我们。
We thank you, Lord, for coming on this world to save us.
我们不是单单享受你的爱。
We are not here just to enjoy your love.
我们是要出去传福音，分享你的爱。
We need to go out and spread your love and tell the world of your gospel.
让那些没有尝过主恩滋味的人，也能够跟我们一样享受神的爱。
So that those who have never tasted your love, and your grace will be like us who is enjoying your love.
如果不是你在我们里面，我们都不能做什么。
If it is not because of you who is in us, we can't do anything.
我相信今天因为你在我们当中
I believe you are with us this morning
所以我们今天能够在这里敬拜你
And that is why we can come and worship you
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名
We pray all of these with thanks in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
主耶稣降生的时候他有天使有讲过一句话你们还记得
When Christ was born on earth the angels said this Do you remember what the angels said?
他说天上荣耀归谁呢
The angel said, on earth peace to those whom his favor rests.
你们还记得吗天上荣耀归于神嘛对不对地上平安呢归于他所喜不是每一个人呢是他所喜悦的人。我想今天我们要谈到这个问题。
On earth, peace to those whom his favor rests.And these favors are to those whom he find favor. This is our topic for this morning.
不是每一个人都会有平安的。
Not everyone will have peace.
除非你认识耶稣。
Unless you know Christ.
接受耶稣。
You receive Christ in your life.
耶稣从死里复活向门徒显现的时候。
When Christ rose from the dead, from the dead, he said this to his disciples.
他第一句话就是愿你们平安。
His first sentence to his disciples were, "Peace be with you."
八天以后，他再向门徒第二次显现。
Eight days later, he appeared to his disciples again, and he said this.
他还是说愿你们平安。
And he said the same things to them. He said, "Peace be with you."
所以这是可见说这个地球上的人他们。实际上是没有平安的。
This goes to show that people on earth do not have peace with them.
因为我们人的能力非常有限。
Because we're so limited by our own personal strength.
人如果没有圣灵住在人里面，人是很软弱的。
If we don't have the Holy Spirit who lives in us, we are weak.
保罗他的感触是很深的。
The Apostle Paul has this.Lamented about this.
有时候我们的心里是有一个好的念头。
Sometimes we have these good thoughts in our head.
可是我们没有能力做出来。
But we are weak and we can't do what we have in our thoughts.
所以保罗他说：“我立志为善由得我，但是我行出来由不得我。”
That is why Paul said, "I was determined to do good, but I was weak and I can't do it."
其实圣经说我们人都有劳苦重担都有压力
The Bible says we are all burdened and we have pressures that surrounds us
是因为太多人太多事情太多东西成为我们的压力重担
This is because there are too many things, matters, stuff in our lives that is giving us all of these pressures and burdens
我们自己就是人
We are all human
最近我在思想到一个问题
Recently, I've been thinking about this.
如果我成为别人的重担和压力,
If I have become somebody else's burden or stress,
那我觉得我是一个对不起上帝的人,
Then I would have wronged God.
如果我会让别人很平安, 很 enjoy 的话, 那我就是一个上帝所用的仆人。
But then if I can bring peace to someone and someone can enjoy my presence, then I would be, I would say that I'm right with God.
有时候我们有经验就是说如果 一个家里面有一个人不平安，他就会连累家人，连累周围的人，他也不平安。
We might have this experience within our own family. If someone in our family, does not have peace in their life, then he would bring, unrest to the rest of the family members.
那今天施洗约翰告诉我们一件事情，说如果耶稣在我们里面越来越多。
This morning we hear from, John the Baptist. He said that if Christ in us increases,
那我们就越来越平安。
Then we will have more peace.
那我们就可以带给我们的家人、跟周围的人、跟我们有关系的人平安。
And if we have that peace, then we can bring peace to the people around us, that God has placed in our lives.
这里告诉我们，如果人很兴旺的话，那耶稣就衰微。
Here it says that if man increases, God will decrease in our life.
那人什么时候失去平安？
But when do man loses our peace?
当人被高举的时候。
It is when you're being lifted up.
今天我们查经还谈到一个问题。
This morning in my Bible study, we talk about this.
因为有些牧师他有医病赶鬼的恩赐。
Some pastors has this gift of healing and exorcism.
赶鬼哈。
Mm-hmm.
那你看那个彼得。他在圣殿美门叫一个瘸腿的起来行走。
The apostle Peter was able to heal a lame person and made him walk.
可是彼得怎么说
？But what did Peter say?
他说：“你们以为这个人能走路是我吗
？”He said, "Do you think that this man could walk because of me?"
他说：“不是。
”It is not so.
是你们钉十字架的耶稣。
It is the Christ that you have nailed on the cross.
他复活的能力是叫这个人。
It is his resurrection power that causes this man to walk.
如果今天牧师去为一个 cancer 的人祷告。
If today a pastor were to go visit a person with cancer.
本来医生说他可能今天就会死掉。
Maybe the doctors pronounced that he would die.
那牧师去为他祷告。
And a pastor went and visited him.
他好了，他活过来了。
And pray for him, and then he was healed and live.
弟兄姐妹绝对不会感谢牧师，把荣耀归给牧师。
The brothers and sisters would and should never render the glory to this pastor who healed him.
因为他们知道这是耶稣叫这个人得到医治。
Because they know that it is Jesus who caused this person to be healed.
不过是借着牧师的祷告而已。
But it is only God was only working through this pastor.
可是有一个问题来了。
But then we have this question.
这病人的家属他不是基督徒。
What if the family members of this patient, what if they're not believers?
我就碰到这样的一件事情。
I have experienced this.
他几乎要跟牧师跪下来。
They almost want to kneel before the pastor.
Oh, 谢谢你祷告，我爸爸活过来了。
Well, thank you, pastor, for your prayer. My father lives now.
那牧师跟他说。
Then the pastor will say to him.
你不要害死我。你不要害死我。不要害死我。
Do not trouble me. Do not bring trouble to me.
因为这是耶稣医治你爸爸。
Because it is Christ who is healing your father.
不是我。
And not me.
这里就发生了一个问题。
And so here's the question.
因为耶稣是到施洗约翰那里去受洗的。
So the question here is, Jesus went to John the Baptist to be baptized.
哎，这现在很多人到耶稣那里去受洗。
But then now, many people are going towards Jesus to be baptized.
施洗约翰的门徒啊，就跑来跟他的师父说：“哎，你看，以前在你这里受洗，怎么人家都跑到他那边去了？”
And the disciples of John the Baptist, was jealous. They went up to John and say, "Hey, look, all these people who used to follow you, and now they're going to Jesus."
有点嫉妒，又有点竞争。
They were jealous.And they had this, they had this competitive spirit within them.
这个就是当人在里面增加，耶稣在里面减少的时候，人性跑出来的时候，就会发生这种嫉妒纷争的事情。
Jealousy and being competitive and all of this shows and rises up within us when Christ in us decreases and self, increases.
有的人会比我为几个人受洗。
Some people likes to compare they would say, I baptized so many
converts.
I have done so many wedding ceremonies.
什么都比学校、比小孩、比工作,
We like to compare lots of things. We compare schools, children, our careers.
耶稣告诉我们说,
But Jesus said, we are not of this world.
保罗说, 我们有什么东西不是从神那里领受主给我们呢?
And Paul reminded us that whatever we have, it all comes from God.
如果今天耶稣都给我,
If Jesus gives me everything,
那我就都付出嘛, 都劳苦嘛,
If Jesus gives, whatever I have right now is from Jesus, so then I should just give it away.
没有什么好比的,
There's nothing to compare about.
以前有一个牧师,
Once there was a pastor.
他讲了一句话,
he said this.
他说, 你们这些牧师, 牧了这么多年, 教会都没有成长。
This pastor said to the rest of other pastors, and he said, you guys have been shepherding a church for so long, and there is no growth.
他讲了一句伤了所有牧师的话,
and he said something that hurt the rest of the pastors.
你们可能不是耶稣拣选的,
he said, well, you guys are probably not being elected by Christ.
我的教会5000人,
Look at my church. There are 5,000 members of my church.
没有多久以后,
not long after that,
我听到人家告诉我,
I hear this.
说这个牧师的太太喂他吃饭,
I hear that this pastor, his wife had to feed him.
吃一碗稀饭要一个小时。
It takes an hour just to feed him a bowl of porridge.
你们知道什么事, 发生什么事吗?
What do you think happened to him?
什么事, 你们知道吗? 他得了喉癌。
He had cancer in his throat.
那件事情, 我非常, 我就警告我, 小心, 林太太, 你要小心。
That serves as a warning to me.
那时候我牧的教会, 我, 我也是一直在成长。
The church I was pastoring was also growing.
不要骄傲,
it warned me not to be proud.
不要偷窃上帝的荣耀,
and to not steal God's glory.
所以你看啊, 保罗有讲到了啊, 保罗有讲到啊, 哎, 这有点, 好啦, 我们来读一下, 来, 哥林多前书1章13节, 来, 基督是分开的吗? 保罗为你们定了十字架吗? 你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗? 你看, 那个哥林多教会分了, 我是属保罗, 我是属亚波罗, 我是属彼得, 我是属基督, 所以他就告诉教会, 我保罗有为你们定十字架吗?
1 Corinthians 1:13, Paul was trying to say, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? And Paul was trying to remind the people in the Corinthian church that to be united and not to be divisive over who does what.
除非神赏赐, 人不能得什么。
Unless God rewards, men do not have anything.
那么这个施洗约翰回答他的学生，他怎么说呢？ 他说，约翰说， 若不是从天上赐的， 人就不能得什么。
What verse is that?
三章, John chapter 3.
Oh, John 3. John 3:17 says that unless God rewards, men do not receive, shall not receive anything.
如果今天上帝不给我, 我什么都没有。
If God do not give me anything, I don't own anything.
圣经讲了没错, 我们的生命, 气息, 动作, 存留, 都在乎神。
The Bible says that everything that we have, our breath, our worth, our material, all comes from God.
如果不是神,
If it is not of God, I would not have lived till today. So what do I have to boast about?
所以, 他说，这个他为什么有从天就是讲到上帝，因为犹太人他们不敢直接叫上帝，所以他们用天来代替上帝。
And here, because the Jews will not say, will not use the word God, they would always use the word heaven to replace God.
很感谢，圣经里面有一个字，那个 given 哈，在约翰福音76次。
The word given in the Gospel of John appears 76 times.
这就告诉我们说, 我们一切都是神的赏赐。
It's telling us that everything we have is given to us by God.
那个未信主的人, 他当然不知道。
For the unbelievers, they don't know this.
他认为这是我的努力。
They might think that whatever they have is because of their hard work.
所以他也不会感恩。
They don't know how to give thanks to God.
以前我在当兵的时候,
when I was in the army,
我曾经有过连续三天没有饭吃。
There was a period of time where I did not have anything to eat for 3 days.
因为每一次我祷告谢饭的时候,
because every time I had to give say grace when eating,
他就把那盘的饭就拿走,
someone would steal my food away.
他说, 如果我们没有煮给你吃, 你感谢什么上帝啊? 他说这样。
They would tease me and say, if I did not cook for you, where would you have food to eat?
我有三天是只喝水, 不吃东西。
Those 3 days that all I had was water.
后来我跟他讲, 天地万物都是神所造的。
And I said this later to this person that all things on earth were created by God.
我说上帝如果让台湾三个月六个月不下雨, 你试试看。
If God were to not let Taiwan rain for 3 or 6 months, well, then show me where you're going to find food.
所以他们不知道感恩。
They don't know how to give thanks.
但是保罗告诉说, 我们一切都是从神领受的。
But Paul said, everything we have is from God.
那你拿得多吗?
So if you have more,
那你就多给啊。
Then you should give more.
那你就多有负担啊。
Then you have more burden.
所以有的人他有讲到有解经有医病赶鬼有牧会的恩赐。
Well, some may be able to teach, preach, or heal, or to pastor a church.
但是只有一个目的。
But there's only one purpose.
不是为了要炫耀自己。
Not to glorify self.
是为了造就教会，造就弟兄姐妹。
But it is to edify the church. Edify brothers and sisters in the church. All of these comes from Christ. And so Paul gave his testimony.
他说,
Paul said, it's as if I have nothing, but I have, I yet possess everything. Paul was a preacher who starts with nothing.
他说, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微, 在四章, 从27节到30节。
John the Baptist said, he must become greater, I must become less.
我们不可以偷窃神的荣耀。
We must not steal from God's glory.
施洗约翰, 他, 人家说, 哎, 你是耶稣吗?
The people were asking John the Baptist, are you the Christ?
他说,
but his reply was, I am not Christ.
他说, 我连给耶稣啊,
he said that I am not even worthy to untie the shoelaces.
因为那个犹太人啊,的家庭,如果比较有钱人,
in the Jewish culture back then, the rich men will have slaves in their family to untie their sandals.
那有客人来的时候,
if guests come to their house, they would the servants would remove the sandals from the guests. And they would even wash the guests' feet.
他说,
but John the Baptist said, I do not even have the ability to untie the shoelaces of Jesus.
圣经说我们要活出基督。
Bible tells us to live out Christ.
但是我绝对不是基督。
But I am definitely not Christ.
我是基督的仆人。
I am a servant of Christ.
只有一些有野心的人。
Only those who are very ambitious.
你们听过同一教吗? 听过没有? 同一教, 韩国一个文学名目, 有没有? 你们听过吗?
There is a Unification Church, and it comes out of from Korea.
你知道那个文学名说什么?
And the preacher of that church said this.
他说, 我就是再来的基督。
He claimed that he is the Christ, second coming Christ.
就是这样的人才会讲这种话。
It is people like this who will say, who will claim that he is Christ.
这个人已经过世了。
Oh, but he passed away already.
所以我们真的不可以偷窃上帝的荣耀。
We should not, and we should never steal from God's glory.
如果我们可以做什么，真的是因为主耶稣给我。
For whatever things that we can do, it is because Christ has given us the strength to do.
因为他给我恩赐，给我能力。
Because he's given us the talent and the gifts to do for him.
约翰告诉我们说，耶稣基督是我们唯一的喜乐。
And John said that Jesus Christ is our only joy.
这里讲说，起信乎的是新郎。
It says here that it is the groom who the bride belongs to the bridegroom.
我请问各位，那个结婚典礼是不是叫喜事，对不对？是不是
a wedding ceremony is called
对不对
a happy occasion, right in Chinese?
我再问一下，结婚是不是喜事
？Is getting married a happy, a joyous occasion?
有没有人婚礼是丧事吗？
Does anybody, would anybody claim that wedding is a sad or like or call it a funeral?
旧约里面，用新郎来代表上帝。
In the Old Testament, the bride is used to represent, the groom is used to represent God.
那么新妇代表以色列神的百姓。
And the bride is used to represent the nation of Israel.
这里新郎就代表基督。
Here, Christ is the groom.
那信徒就代表教会，代表我们弟兄姐妹。
The bride, is, the church, us brothers and sisters who are of the church.
所以是说，我们的主耶稣基督，大家引起他的教，就是我们的教会是耶稣基督的宝血所设立。
The church is established by the precious blood of, Jesus Christ, who is our groom.
所以自从我们信耶稣那天开始
And from the day that we believe in Christ
我们应该过着像婚礼那样的喜乐的日子
From the day that we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior We should live our life as if we are happily and joyously in a marriage
如果我们都预备好了
If we are all prepared
我们就不担心说耶稣什么时候会再来
Then we don't have to worry about when Christ is going to return
只有那些没有预备好的人会害怕耶稣第二次再来。
Only if you're not prepared, then would you and should you be afraid of Christ's return?
耶稣来了，我们要高兴得不得了。
When Christ returns, we should be really happy.
我不知道我们教会什么时候还有婚礼啊。
I don't know when our church will have another wedding.
哦，那个心情是真的很喜乐。
That is such a joyous occasion.
当耶稣再来的时候
，When Jesus returns.
哦，号筒吹响。
The trumpet will sound.
那些过世的弟兄姐妹复活了。
Those brothers and sisters who have slept will rise again.
身体改变了。
Our body will be changed.
得赎了。
Glorified, redeemed.
然后那个活着弟兄姐妹身体也被改变了。
And the bodies of those who are being risen will be glorified.
一同。被提到空中与主相遇
and will be gathered together in the air to be with Christ.
所以耶稣是我们的喜乐
and that is why Christ is our joy.
所以约翰在这里说，我们听见新郎听见耶稣的声音就很喜乐。
Here John was saying when we listen, the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy.
而且这个喜乐是满足的。
And this joy is full.
哎，我们都有去那个餐厅吃牛排的经验，有没有
？We've all been to a restaurant and we've all enjoyed a good steak.
啊，他会问你什么
？What will they ask you？
你要几分熟，对不对
？How would you like your steak to be cooked？
啊，你要五分熟、七分熟，会问你这样哈、啊、
？Would you like it cold, half, medium rare, whatever？
啊。师母告诉我，你到了别人家里，不管倒咖啡、倒水，不要倒全满哈，倒七分满就好哈。她说这个是个礼貌，对不对？哈。
My wife reminds me always if I were to go to someone's house, When I pour coffee or drinks, not to fill the cup, but to only fill it to like three-quarter full, because this is a manner.
可是我们的耶稣给我们的喜乐绝对不是六分七分，是百分之百满足的喜乐。
But the joy that Christ gives us is full. It is never half full or half cooked or any of those.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen?
大家说阿门，是不是满足的喜乐，对不对？
So if you agree, say amen, that our joy in Christ is full.
所以你才会有力量啊。
Only that would you have strength.
这里讲听到主的声音，听到主的声音。
If you hear the voice of Christ,
就表示说我们非常渴慕神的话。
That means you long after God's word.
我们喜欢听到，喜欢查经。
You will love to learn God's words, come for Bible study and learn His words.
喜欢在家里灵修。
You will love to spend time doing devotions.
因为主的话让我们有力量走这个天路。
Because God's words gives us the strength to continue to walk our spiritual walk.
主的声音让我们有力量，跟弟兄姐妹彼此有互相的这个互动跟相交。
God's words will give us strength and power to work among brothers and sisters to move and push us forward.
他这里说，他必兴旺。我必衰微。
It says here that he must become greater, I must become less.
在这里原文 有这样子讲哈。
The original text says this.
对不起，他说，我们来读一下哈，他必增加，我必减少，对不对？我们来读一下，他必增加，我必减少，这是属灵长进的一个定律哈。
He must become greater, I must become less. The original text actually says he must increase and I must decrease. This is a principle for spiritual growth.
感谢主，我最近在思想一个问题。
Thank God for that. Recently, I've been thinking about this.
当然我也是个人嘛，我也是个罪人。
Of course, I'm human and I'm a sinner.
我刚刚出来奉献的时候，
When I started giving my life to God,
才32岁。
When I started full-time ministry, I was only 32.
有点血气。
I was very much in my flesh.
开会的时候会拍桌子。
During meetings, we would argue a lot.
会发脾气。
I would show my temper.
然后慢慢慢慢，不拍桌子。也不发脾气了。
Slowly, I know how to control my temper.
可是会讲严厉的话。
But I will still say words that are not too kind.
后来严厉的话也不说了。
And eventually, I don't even say those words.
可是有时候会讲一些 complain 的话，抱怨的话。
But sometimes I still do complain.
还会去跟别人讲。
And then I will go tell someone.
某某人不尊重我，伤害我，就会去抱怨。
I would go complain to someone and say this other person doesn't show me respect, and I'll continue to complain.
现在
，But now，
都不讲了。
I stop all of those.
就闭嘴。
I zip my mouth.
如果要讲就讲，造就人的好话。
If I want to say anything, it will only be words that are edifying.
这是一个人生命的一个成长的一个过程。
This is a process of a person's growth.
只是说我的成长太慢。
We all have to grow. I can only say that my growth is slower than I want.
希望你们不要像我这样。
And I hope that you all will not be like me.
经过漫长的三十几年才学会这个功课。
It took me 30 over years to learn this lesson.
就说意思是说我自己的越来越少。
So the point is, I must become less.
因为我们每个人的个性都不一样。
Because we all have different character.
我们每个人的老我也不一样。
We all have our old self within us that is also different.
但是让自己原来的那个我越来越少。
But we should strive to allow our old self to decrease.
就是我们天然血气越来越少。
That is to mean our natural fleshly self needs to decrease.
常常会想说，我这样做会不会荣耀上帝？
We should always ask ourselves, if I were to do this, will this bring glory to God?
我这样做, 对这个弟兄, 对这个姐妹, 有没有益处, 有没有帮助?
If I were to do that, will it help or edify or encourage this brother or sister?
我这样做到底合不合圣经?
If I were to do this again, is it biblical?
这是神的旨意吗?
Is this God's will?
你们都知道我性子很急。
You know that I'm quick tempered.
但主要我学习一个功课, 就是要弄清楚这是他的旨意。
But the lesson God wants me to learn is that whatever I do, I need to know for sure that it is God's will.
慢慢你会体会到, 保罗所说的。
And slowly, eventually, you will come to understand what Paul was trying to say.
他说不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
这个时候你会处在一种完全没有忧虑的状态。
If you were to be able to do like Paul, then you will live a life without worry.
你深深会体会那种满足的喜乐。
You will truly experience the fullness of joy in your life.
有一首歌说我们在地上好像生活在天上那样。
There's a song that goes like we live on earth as if we are in heaven.
有一个姐妹跟我讲一件事情。
A sister once told me this.
她说她到很多很有名的风景区去玩。
She said she's been to many many places with beautiful sceneries.
她到过欧洲，来过美国。
Been to Australia and now into America.
她说这些风景都没有什么。
And she said, well, they don't look very pretty here.
后来她信了耶稣了。
And later she got to know, believe in Christ.
她的那个心呢, 心境改变了。
Her heart, her emotions within her changed.
她说连他们家里门口那棵树都说怎么这么漂亮?
Even the tree that's right in front of a house become beautiful in her eyes.
所以你看, 那个心改变了, 什么都漂亮。
So the point is, her heart was changed, and so everything else changes.
我从这里看下去, 我们那个椅子是红色的, 哦。
The way I see from here, our chairs are red.
我会觉得, 哦, 这个彩色怎么这么好看?
To me, it's beautiful.
这是一个心境的问题。
This is the stage of my emotion right now.
如果心境不对了,
But if I don't feel good now,
我都觉得什么都不好看。
I would think nothing look good to me.
他必兴旺。
He must become greater.
我必衰微。
I must become less.
有一段圣经哈, 没有哈, 这里在这里。 但是你知道在耶利米哀歌哈, 他第三章哈, 耶利米哀歌, 如果你有圣经哈, 第三章, 第23-24节, 旧约耶利米哀歌哈, 我来念一下哈, 他说每早晨哈, 好, 23节说, 每早晨, 这都是新的, 你的诚实极其广大。
Lamentations, chapter 3:23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
你知道, 做基督徒哦, 最舒服的是什么状况?
As a believer, the most comfortable stage
当你早晨起床的时候,
is when you wake up every morning.
你发现耶稣给你又是新的一天,
you will realize and you will know that Christ has given you a new day.
你的人生像彩虹那样,
your life is like a rainbow.
然后他24节, 我心里说耶和华是我的份, 因此我要仰望他。
In verse 24, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion.
还等候耶和华, 心里寻求他的, 耶和华必施恩给他。
Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him and to the one who seeks him.
愿主赐福各位弟兄姐妹。
May God bless every brothers and sister.
今天的话, 栽种在你我的心里面。
May today's words take root in your life.
下面我们要圣餐, 请, 啊, 执事们出来。
We shall have our communion service now with all the brothers, deacons brothers, step forward.